Please join me in prayer. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. I'm reading tonight from Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And also from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. This is the word of the Lord. Growing up, I used to say everything I knew I learned from television. Of course, now everything you know comes from the internet, whether it's true or not. Several friends of mine have had trouble sleeping lately and have been posting on Facebook 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning saying, you know, if anybody's still awake, you know, let me know. I can't get to sleep. And I noticed Mount Tabor's sign had, if you can't get to sleep, don't count sheep, talk to the shepherd. And that's very good advice. And I myself have actually done that, to pray for sleep when my brain would not shut down. Have you ever tried picking up a book and reading it until you fell asleep? Well, on Facebook, I saw a post by Mark Lowry and Chanda Pierce. Does anybody know Mark or Chanda? Some of the musicians. Mark Lowry actually wrote Mary, Did You Know? The song that we sing at Christmas a lot, the one of the newer ones. Chanda is a Christian comedian and very well followed. Well, she picked up a book from her bedside table and began to read. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. The little pigs were named Peter, Patty, and Penny, who left their mommy and daddy to see the world. Now, I'm sure you all know the story about the house of straw and the house of twigs and the big bad wolf. Well, I want to talk a little more about the third house. The third house was built by Peter. And this is from an inspiration I got from Leanne Gunther, and it is based on the fairy tale with a few embellishments. Peter was the oldest of the pigs, but he remembered what mommy and daddy had told him. We don't expect you to be perfect, Peter. We will always be proud of you as long as you have done your very best. You see, his sisters had been in a hurry to build their houses so they could go out and play. And of course, the house of straw and the house of twigs fell down. But Peter went to the library and took out some books about how to build a house. He decided that a house of bricks would be his best choice. And when he finished, he looked at his house with pride. Sure, the chimney was a little crooked and the paint dripped in a few places, but he had done his best. So continuing our tale, after the first two houses fell down, Penny and Patty dashed over to Peter's house, followed close behind by the wolf. Come out here now, I want my breakfast, growled the wolf. Peter, Penny, and Patty replied, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Well, the wolf said, what did the wolf say? I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Well, what happened? Nothing happened. So he drew an even deeper breath. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. What happened that time? Nothing. Peter's house did not fail, no matter how hard the wolf blew. Not giving up, though, the wolf climbed up a ladder, scrambled up onto the roof, and started to slide down the chimney. But he got stuck. Now, the pigs inside could hear something up on the roof, and Peter said, "I think he got caught in the crooked part of my chimney." So Peter jumped up, threw some logs into the fireplace, Patty grabbed the matches, and soon they had a roaring fire. Didn't take long before they heard the anguished howl of the wolf as he scrambled back up the chimney. Flames were licking at his coat and his tail. "Never again, never again will I go down a chimney," swatting the flames at his tail. And he ran away as fast as he could. That very same day, Penny and Patty took out library books on how to build a house of bricks. And Peter did his best to help them. The wolf did return once to roam in the neighborhood, but when he caught the sight of those three crooked chimneys, he tucked his tail and ran away and never came back. Now safe and happy, Penny yelled out to her siblings, "No more working for today. Come on, let's go out and play." So the moral to our story? We have an enemy whom we all know, be it the big bad wolf or the devil, who tempts us in every way. But we shall overcome this foe if wisdom's right law we obey. So be wise, do your homework, read especially the good book, and build your life on the strong foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.